Matthew chapter 1. Each of the Gospels presents a different aspect of our Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew presents him as the King of the Jews. As king, he was to descend from David, and as a Jew, he was to be a descendant of Abraham. Therefore, his genealogy is important in the Messiah's introduction, and this genealogy is the Gospel according to St. Matthew, which proves precisely that Jesus descended from Abraham and David. Luke describes him as the Son of Man, and as such, his origin was to be from the first man, Adam. Therefore, his genealogy leads us to Adam, Son of God. John reveals in his Gospel that Jesus is God the Son. His genealogy is therefore extremely brief and profoundly significant. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh. There are no angels announcing, no messenger, and no wise men. God became God, and we beheld his glory. Today we begin the reading of the Gospel according to St. Mark. Mark presents him as the servant of God. As a servant, it doesn't matter who his ancestors were. There is no genealogy in Mark. There's no account of his birth or his childhood. The servant begins serving as an adult, announced by his predecessor, and recruiting his team of disciples. All that and more in the first chapter. And the most important thing is that he still keeps calling for repentance and faith, because the kingdom of God has come near and he calls us to serve. And they, the first disciples, left everything and followed him. Today he keeps calling to you and me. There is no better decision than to follow him. Would you venture?